Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
Live from the Figgis Studios, Weekend Geek Update. Yes, I know we're not live. Yes, we are, because we're live. We're breathing.
Well, Red can't tell you we're not live because she's not here.
Red can't tell. Shit.
No, she's getting tacos. She's here. She's getting tacos.
It's a long way to go for tacos.
Mexico is straight from the source, man.
Do they transport well?
Probably the ingredients separated, but not together.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't have like a cooked taco transport all the way from Mexico.
That's bad.
Plus customs is a thing.
Yes, that is true. We are proudly sponsored by HobbyDB, the collector's database. We're proud to be sponsored by anybody.
Probably sponsored. Probably? I was like, are we probably sponsored?
Kristen's listening, like, no, no more.
No, after this, no, we're done.
If you have not gone on to HobbyDB, check it out. They have been posting hard-to-find and rare Pops figures this last couple of weeks, which are cool. Everyone seems to be Pops fanatics these days. I was laughing because I read an article that somebody was pissed off that their Beanie Babies aren't worth shit.
Yeah, and the Pops aren't really worth shit either. Like, just because
the rare ones.
So many of them. There's the one from like San Diego Comic-Con that's like the Pops, like Pop Kid or whatever.
Yeah.
That's worth like $1,000, and I think that's the highest I've seen. I mean, there's maybe a few more that are higher, but it's just...
There's a couple Ghostbusters ones that I saw.
Yeah, Egon's is like, it was worth like, I think, $150 now that I've seen. It's gone up. I keep checking because I have one sealed and I'm like, never removed from box.
I've got the Slimer San Diego exclusive one where he's coming out.
He's kind of like shiny. And
I got that one. And I picked up a couple of new ones from Christmas. Anyway.
They're just so saturated, man. There's so many.
Yes, they are. Smurf here. My table of companions is just the Matic. One and only AA Ron, private teaser.
Yeah, it's just me today. Lucky you.
Tao is, I don't somewhere. Know where Tao is.
Where is Tao?
Tao's been on, she is wandering the earth like Kane.
Okay. She's just gone.
She's helping people like they did in Kung Fu.
Ooh. A wandering nomad wizard, and we'll never see her.
We'll never see her. Actually, Tao will be back soon. Red, of course, is somewhere over the continent flying back from Cancun.
And she's across the border still, probably. She's coming in at 8. She's probably halfway.
Yeah, she's over U.S. by now.
Yeah, I would think.
Because, she's a couple Maybe. Hours. Yeah, should be fine.
She's got her her cactus.
Oh my god, her emotional support cactus is hilarious. When I go to San Francisco next month, I really want to just take that with me because
stuffed animal. I want to get like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or something stupid and just have it say emotional support puffed.
That's well thought. I like that idea.
Yeah. You got to get your own emotional support animal.
Yes, your
or
own plushie.
Something.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're going to use it for Dragon Con?
Maybe.
Because what con are you going to fly for?
No,
is that it? We don't know what other cons are doing this year yet.
I don't know. I kind of want to go out to Chicago for one of their
C2E2?
Yeah, maybe C2E2, maybe something else. I don't know. I just want to go to Chicago. That's my goal. Either this year or next year.
C2E2 is a good show. Maybe we'll cover C2E2 this coming
year. There's just a few places I want to go. I want to go to the House of Blues out there and a few other places.
I don't know if House of Blues is around anymore.
It is.
Really?
Chicago House of Blues.
Okay. I saw it years ago.
Yeah.
I went with a few friends.
Yeah, they're still around.
So worth it. What else? We did not want you to miss the year in review. This is the last podcast for 2019. We will be coming back full force. We are going to have video. We will have cameras. You will actually be able to see the antics as it unfolds.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I'm not shaving. No.
Why would you shave?
I'm not wearing makeup either.
Well, we want your eyes to pop. They're pretty.
Yeah, thanks.
What was your take? to catch you up on a few things that have gone on, one of our friends got married. Zach from the Colorado Ghostbusters married Danielle. Congratulations. The takeaway from that wedding was do not have it at that facility.
Oh, my God.
I was so pissed. They wouldn't pour a double.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you not pour doubles at
weddings? That sounded more... I don't know if that was the facility or that was just the bartender.
That was them. That's bullshit.
It sounded like it was the bartender who was like... No, I can't pour doubles, and I'm like,
bullshit.
Oh, he just doesn't want to get people drunk.
Yeah.
He did technically pour Jesse a double shot. Jesse asked for two shots of Bailey's, and he put it in the same thing. And I was like, so wait, if I just order two shots separately and put them in the thing myself, like, does that count?
I guess. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Oh, well. Stupid. Let me get a Coke on the side. Two shots of rum.
Two shots of rum and a Coke on the side. It was a great to see Zach get married. He will be doing some new cosplay photos that will be coming up next year. We will be doing some photo shoots with some of the local...
I want to go to some of the smaller cons. I never got to go to any of them this year because I was working and other shit.
There are coming up, we have... I think the first con is Comic Fest.
Is it Comic Fest?
In the first weekend of May.
Is Galaxy Fest still going
Galaxy
on?
Galaxy Fest is gone.
Because they're done, right?
They're done.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's sad.
Dink is moving its date to later in the year, because Dink is normally in April, and I've heard that they're moving to somewhere more towards the center end of the season, so we won't have Dink in April. That means the first Saturday in May, which is Free Comic Book Day, is going to have the first con I can think of.
Is it already coming up with that kind of stuff? Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, we're already planning.
Yeah.
We're already planning May's
con. I was
going
to say, I'm sitting here like, okay, so we're planning. We got Comic Fest. We got Dragon Con in end of August. And
we've got
September.
Emerald City, which is before that. And that's in Seattle.
Are you going to that?
I will be going to that.
I might tag along.
So if you want to come along.
Yeah. I get cheap hotels now.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would work.
I might have to...
If we're going to give you go, we need to submit your press credentials.
Oh, that might be good.
Immediately.
I have press credentials?
Yes, you do.
Oh, shit.
Ta-da!
Oh, my God. Does that mean I made it?
I made it. I'm successful.
Yeah. Now I just have to moderate a bullshit panel and rant about the good old days. And...
You know what? It's funny because Colorado Springs, I've heard that potentially I will be moderating a panel. And
I'm coming to that and heckling you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
By all means, go right ahead.
Can I just be on the panel, just on the end? Just you suck.
It was funny because when I did the Doctor Who panel in Utah years ago, people were just like, they didn't want to breathe. They were like so awkward, and they just
My God. That's how I went to. It was advertised as a Jurassic Park panel. It was actually really fascinating stuff, but my God, it was paleontologists talking about like the real life dinosaurs of Jurassic Park.
Oh.
My God, it was the driest shit I've ever sat through. Most interesting, but my God, those men just wanted to sit there and talk about bones for 2.5 hours. I think they went on. I fell asleep in the back, and I was the only one who like stayed. And so I was in the back just on those poor guys. The poor guys were like. Well, thanks for coming to our panel. And I was like, oh no.
So you got boned.
Yeah. How long were you waiting to make that joke as soon as I said dinosaur bones?
You said paleontology. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
A boned.
Boner joke.
Yeah, really. Way to dig that one up.
Brought it up from the past.
Mm.
Ancient
history now.
We will see what panels we do. I'm sure I'll be probably doing a panel in Starfest or at Comic Fest.
Oh, they'll just let anybody in there, huh?
Yeah, they will.
No, I kind of want to do a paranormal one, paranormal relating to like comics and
we could
movies
do that
and stuff. I think that'd be interesting.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Paranormal activity in pop culture.
Oh.
Yeah. It even sounds good. It's got alliteration.
That does. Yeah. It's just got a hooky.
Yeah. No, we'll work on it. We'll work on it.
We'll keep you apprised.
Yeah, brainstorm it.
Before we get into things we liked about the year, let's get caught up with what's going on in the Nerdverse. If you missed, Keanu Reeves was spotted saving a burning building in the middle of Seattle.
Oh, yeah, man. What a guy.
The man is...
With his bare hands,
with
too.
With his bare hands.
Yeah.
And then
my God. No shirt on.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, just jumped in through the third-story window and just fucking went.
He later posed for pictures.
Yeah.
Made a salad.
Hell of a guy.
He is amazing.
Yeah, super humble about it, too.
Yes.
He's like, I don't even remember being there.
No.
This is fantastic. What a hell of a guy.
He donated everything he had brought to the local charity.
Yeah.
We will
Clothes,
keep you,
everything.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep you apprised as Keanu Reeves makes his way around the world in the coming year.
He's doing a great job.
He's a great job.
Love that guy.
Star Wars, in case you're living under a rock, Rise of Skywalker opened up to, I don't know, lukewarm reception?
Mixed reviews,
mixed
I think.
Mixed reviews, I think, is a good call.
Like I said, I liked it. You definitely didn't like it. It's one of those movies that I can see why people don't like it, but
I mean, I'm glad, but I'm sad that Red isn't here because we know her stance on the fanfic,
well,
as
yeah.
she refers to
the,
it,
the fanfiction, yeah.
But there are certain elements that leave huge questions. We already know Palpatine is back, mm-hmm. but of course the big question is
I was in the trailers and everything. That's...
How, of course, you have to revert to some of the old Star Wars stuff, because
yeah,
it is a clone
say,
in the comics.
Yeah, if we're going off of that, he's a clone. He's been a clone since, like, the New Republic or the Old Republic or whatever.
Yeah, but
whatever
they,
have you. And
they do know. This very trippy thing with his face where it looks like it's the Emperor from Jedi and then the Emperor from the first clone or the Clone Wars.
Yeah, he's old.
It's really trippy how they do it.
He looks like a rotting corpse when you see him.
Yeah.
And like you can see he's all gnarled and gross and you're like, yeah, he looks like he fell down an elevator shaft.
He
like,
does.
It's like he's probably fucking hurting. He's probably been trying to fix himself for years.
Oh yeah, he looks like an asthmatic kicked
man,
his ass.
There's some things that I'm just like, oh, okay, that just feels like we're trying to fix Last Jedi, and that's all it was.
And that really was all it was.
Yeah, and like, man, you can't do that in just one movie.
No,
like you can't just
you can't undo the damage.
An entire movie, you can't. Like, I'm sorry, I really don't like Last Jedi. I like Rise of Skywalker a lot more.
That's
I actually had fun
that.
Watching it, and I wasn't mad the entire time. I'm like, well, that's fucking bullshit. Like, wait, what do you mean it meant nothing? Like,
yeah.
At least they gave meaning to some things, and I don't know.
They gave us closure on a couple
yeah.
of things. The Emperor does look like that bad rig out of Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah, because he's attached to, like, a robot arm.
Yeah.
He did say the iconic guy, do it. He did.
Get it.
And
get
I was
it.
Like, ah, he did the thing. All right, yeah. So we're good now. Fan service.
It was a bunch of pandering.
Oh, 100%. But, like, it was kind of okay pandering.
It was.
Some of it was okay pandering.
And until the horses broke out onto the surface of the Star Destroyer.
You're so mad.
I was waiting for the song of Bonanza to break out.
I kind
of
wish there would have been, like, a tribute for it. Like, come on. They could have done something.
Or even, like, the song from Silverado, you know, where the four guys, you know, Kevin Klein and Kevin Costner go riding into town.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's just, I'm like, yeah.
Bonanza would have been good.
Bonanza would have been good.
Something.
Yeah. Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Dun, dun, dun,
you know, it's, it really wasn't bad, but man, there's some weird moments.
There are some weird moments.
Yeah. But Babu Frick, the new
Babu Frick was hilarious.
We just got to get all the small creatures and put them all in one show and movie and...
We'll yeah. call them the Littles. Oh, no, sorry. That's a cartoon.
The
that's
Muppets?
Trademark.
Shit, we can't do that
can't
one either.
Can't do that one either.
God damn it.
Little Puppets We Dig?
Yeah.
There we go. I like that. No,
small Star Wars.
Babu Frick was great and...
Little Russian alien.
Dude.
Fucking fantastic.
He's just crawling around with 3PO's head. I was waiting for him to just go, opa!
Yeah, he almost did. He did that. And
I was
like, oh,
it. Here it comes. But no. Also, the problem is when you compare Rise of Skywalker to Mandalorian.
Oh, I can't. They're two very different things.
I honestly think if Disney passes the chance for Jon Favreau to fix the Star Wars universe... They're idiots. Give this man whatever amount of money he wants.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And he's not doing it alone. I like that every episode is directed by a different person.
Yeah.
And, like, there have been a few repeats, which is
fine.
And
that's fine.
Yeah. But I like that he's kind of taken charge of that. And I want him to be... who's the Marvel guy? Oh, Kevin Feige. Because
mm-hmm.
he's the one who's in charge of Marvel's whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
I want Jon Favreau to take over Star Wars, take away Kathleen Kennedy.
Who's a... Dumb.
Who doesn't know what the fuck
doesn't
she's
have a
doing.
Clue. Nope.
Yeah, she's just trying to throw things at the wall and see, like, well, that sounds fine. I think Star Wars people... She doesn't know. I think Favreau has done a fantastic job of taking charge and doing this project and And I'm excited for season two. But you haven't finished the season quite yet.
I unfortunately have been house sitting while Red's been on hiatus investing in sombreros. So I have been here with sombreros no
and cheese dip. That's why she's out there.
Well, she got tired of the government salsa. Cave cheese.
Oh, God.
So,
man, government cave cheese. That's a throwback.
No. So she's coming back, but she doesn't have Disney Plus. So I caught up on Witcher. I knocked out frickin' Lost in Space.
We're not talking about that one.
I know we're not talking
we're not
about,
talking
Lost,
about
in
Lost in Space. Yeah, Lizzie, you can go on a rant about it all on your own. I'm not gonna let you.
No.
I'm pulling a red here. We're skipping
fine.
That one.
That's fine. I know not everybody gets it. But
Not everybody understands the intricacies of Lost in Space, okay?
That's right. Damn it. But I'll have my review for that later. But
Mandalorian,
by far. I mean, it ended before the season finale. Last week's episode that aired on Wednesday was just like,
oh yeah. Though, by the way, those two scout troopers are by far two of the best characters in the entire Star Wars universe.
Yes.
Like, they're assholes though. Because they punch, like, spoiler alert, they punch Baby Yoda. There's this whole, like, back and forth thing that is absolutely the first episode of Red versus Blue, where they're doing the, hey, you ever wonder
damn
why
it,
we're
Caboose.
Here? It's so fucking, like, watch it and tell, like, be like, oh yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Because seriously, they sit there and there's just, like, it's just two guys just shooting the shit, just sitting back and forth going, hey, can I see it? What? Can I see it? The thing we just picked up. He's like, no, dude, I didn't even get to look at it. Like, you can't
see.
It's fucking hilarious.
And I love that because and you know that's so
that's
Favreau.
That's a Favreau thing.
That is
for
a total
sure.
Favreau thing. And when they're sitting at the gate and they're just all
it's the same thing.
So
it's,
not giving a shit.
It's fantastic. And I think one of them is Jason Sudeikis, and the other one is it's some other celebrity that I know. Oh shit.
So basically, they're just like, please just let us be in Star Wars.
That's how,
so we can fuck off.
That's how Rise of Skywalker was with a bunch of celebrities, where they're like, can we just be in Star Wars? And that's how this is, where it's just like, hey, I just want to be in Star Wars. They're like, all right, you're a stormtrooper. Like, great.
That's done. Great. Yeah. And to hear that they talk shit back and forth. Though.
Oh, it's fantastic. Can I see it? What? Can I see it?
Damn it, Caboose. Yeah. No.
It's perfect.
They should make that into a video game.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian, no shocker, was renewed for season two, even before season one was wrapped.
I'm surprised they haven't said we're getting season three already. Like,
you know what?
With
the hype that it's received, they're probably figuring out how they're going to milk this.
Oh yeah,
because that's just Disney, and we'll see what the Dizzy bitch in charge decides to do.
I think they're going to fire her after this. I think they're going to be like, hey, Favreau, you want a new job? Like,
yeah. I bet he'll take it. I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Because you know what this we wanted to do with the Shannara Chronicles? Mm-hmm. That was his baby. He wanted to create this whole universe. And
I'd like to see him, see what he would do with it. So I think it would be good.
Because I think if Marvel had let him run his course with creating all of the movies,
yeah,
I think it would have taken a much better turn. Not that what we got was bad, but there's still some holes that we're like looking at Marvel, and I'm like,
I think he wouldn't have let it get so big. I think he would have probably ended it early. I think he probably would have ended it with Avengers. I think that would have been his, okay, we're done now, like, no
his,
more movies.
His crown and glory.
Yeah, but now that it is as big as it is, like, it's fine. Like, it's already run its course. Just let Marvel go. Like,
yeah, I mean,
we're just going to let it keep going until they run into the ground.
Because we did get the trailer for Black Widow.
Yeah.
Which, meh.
There's some exciting parts. I'm excited to see,
David Harbour.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
The big Russian fat Captain America. I'm all about it. Yeah, fat Captain Russia is what I'm all about.
Which is hilarious. You got fat.
Yeah. I like that there's this implication that he has fought Captain America before.
Because,
they don't say it, but it's like, you could tell he's probably done it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you're like, oh, okay, all right. That's cool. Taskmaster.
It's
I like
about damn fucking time.
Yeah. I hope they keep... Marvel has this thing where they introduce villains and then they kill them off almost immediately.
Yeah, because that's what they did with Bonebreaker.
Yeah, and Killmonger and all these other... And I'm like, don't do that. Keep Taskmaster.
At least. Because he's at least the one villain that is kind of... I'm kind of I like.
He's a good random reoccurring villain.
He is.
Because you can just throw him in kind of anywhere and he fits in any Marvel.
Well, and he's a mercenary. Depending upon what you've read out of the comics, he's a former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah.
He got doused with a chemical that basically helps him mimic anything he sees.
Yeah.
However, it's at the cost of his memory.
So, oh, that's right.
He does not remember his past.
Oh, that makes sense.
But he knows, he's aware of who he is and what he can do, but he has no idea.
Like his past long-term, at a certain point.
His long-term memory is gone.
Man.
So it's kind of, it's neat, and I love the character, and I'm sure his first appearance in Avengers is even going to shoot higher through the roof. So if you're a speculator, there's your speculator corner right there.
Sure.
Grab that one, because and Lock and Key number one.
Let's say, I think I saw a rumor that they want, who was it? Oh, Daniel Radcliffe to be Moon Knight. And I'm like, weird choice, but sure, Moon Knight's a weird enough character. I can see it.
Yes, because that was another Keanu Reeves rumor that we heard that he's going to be Moon Knight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard Keanu Reeves is Moon Knight, and I heard they just want him in Marvel.
They just want him.
They just want him for something, and he keeps telling him no. He's like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. It's like, buddy.
I mean, it could literally, how this plays out, because we could look at three Keanu Reeves films dominating the box office between Bill and Ted,
mm-hmm.
Matrix, and John Wick.
Yeah.
All of them, like, landing.
Yeah, and Marvel still can't get him.
Marvel can't
They're
get
so
him.
Mad. I think he's doing it on purpose.
Oh, like, you know he is.
Like,
I
you can't
the
have
money.
It.
Fuck yeah. you. I'm just going to donate it to a charity in Seattle that, you know, for the house
the burning
of,
buildings.
For the burning buildings I saved.
The orphans.
The also, in streaming news, Witcher, which I was looking forward to, leaves me kind of scratching my head.
Why go?
Okay.
The weird timeline stuff?
The weird timeline stuff.
Yeah.
So, because not everything is happening in a linear escapade.
Absolutely not.
So it was, and I knew things were kind of out of sync as I'm watching it. And as you watch it, it's like playing chapters in the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're kind of skipping around, kind of figuring out like, oh, this is the story as told by, you know, somebody like way later.
Yes.
But they're kind of telling it out of order.
Yes.
And that's really interesting. It was hard to follow at first because, like, I was watching with Devin and I was like, wait, what the fuck just happened? Oh, okay, so those are the kids that we see later.
Later on, the incest kids.
Yeah, they're the incest kids.
Yes.
And that's the king as a kid. Okay, so now I know where we are.
So, and that's when I picked up the difference in the timeline.
Yeah, that's the real easy one to kind of figure it out.
Because I was just like, holy shit. The other one that I was really bothered by was the bard. Because the bard...
Oh, yeah.
The bard doesn't age.
No.
But the magic guy that he meets, Frogsack or whatever his name is.
Oh, Mousesack.
Mousesack.
Yeah, he does.
He aged.
He aged a lot, but the bard doesn't. And it's like, wait.
Why is the bard older?
Yeah.
And then we cut back to the scene and he's younger. And I'm like... Well, wait.
Yeah.
So there was that weird disconnect, and I'm just like, are we running different time lines?
It's super strange because, because you meet Mousesack with the bard at the same time. So,
mm-hmm.
like, you think, oh, okay, so this is at the same time, but then it'll skip ahead again, and you're like, wait, Mousesack was the old man who saved the princess.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, but where? It's.
And then the screwball that they throw you
mm-hmm.
with the mother showing up, and you think it's like, wait. That's not.
Yeah,
the
she was in like the first episode.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, wait a second, hang on. Shouldn't she be dead already? Like, she doesn't look that old. And then she dies anyway, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we're all caught up now. I don't know. Like.
So it took a minute to kind of like fill in the blanks.
Yeah, fit those pieces together. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it really does play like chapters of a video game.
Yeah. And I haven't finished the last episodes yet, but I know. From what I've heard, it kind of fits together really nicely at the end.
It does. It does cinch up nicely. Yennefer's character it does not disappoint.
Oh, I like her a lot. I like her
like
growth.
Her a lot.
Yeah, she starts off as like, oh, you're sad, and then she gets kind of crazy, and then you kind of see that like
kind of.
Well,
Jesus Christ!
And then she calms down a little bit because she realizes, oh, maybe the crazy isn't the best idea.
She by far is I wouldn't say one of my favorite characters, because let's face it.
It's the Bard.
The Bard is... I know a friend of ours is already learning how to play a coin for your Witcher on their guitar.
Who?
Bixby.
Is it Bixby?
It's Bixby.
Fucking Bixby.
Bixby's already at work at it. And I'm just like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Coin to your Witcher. It's oh my God.
It's great.
Yeah. And they just dropped this right at the end of the year, man.
It's a hell of a way to close out the year.
Yeah. Netflix. And supposedly this next season isn't going to come out until 2021, and we'll see. I hope they don't rush it. I don't want them to rush.
I don't want them to rush either, but I'm worried because if you put it off that long, there's going to be a noticeable change with the daughter.
Yeah.
Because, she's...
Unless they started filming, right now.
It could be.
Yeah, which is fine.
Henry Cavill does... probably one of the best jobs. I know people are like, I can't understand him. I can't hear his voice.
Yeah, that's the point. He mumbles a lot.
He mumbles a lot, and I think it fits the character.
Yeah. If you've played the games, even if you've read the books, he's kind of an asshole, and he doesn't like people. He talks to his horse more than he likes talking to people.
I love Roach.
Yeah, and Roach is one of the best characters.
Roach is awesome.
But that's the thing, is he doesn't talk a lot. And so
he shouldn't have to, though.
It's like Mad Max, where
he
kind of just wanders the land and does whatever the fuck he wants.
Like Tao and Kung Fu.
Yeah, Tao and Kung Fu. You know what? Tao's going to come back. She's going to have all white hair and like a rice fields hat.
Big, huge stick to
Nobody's here to tell us we're racist today. No, that's not good.
That is correct. No one to keep the white males in
check. No. This is an issue.
But I think by far The Witcher, huge hit.
Yeah.
Once you've got the timeline, and I would like to have had some kind of heads up or warning, but I guess coming to it on your own,
it's a good surprise.
It's your own revelation, and you're like, okay.
It makes you feel smart when you go, oh, I get it. Like
you're like, oh,
it's like watching. Oh God, what's that movie? The photographs one where he. He can't remember, short-term shit. God damn it. It's going to be in my head. I don't know. I can't think of it. But it's like he's got really short-term memory, and he's got everything, written and tattooed on his arms, and it's like he's trying to piece together his life, and you find out, and it's like, don't trust this guy or whatever. Cause
I remember that vaguely.
I can't think of the name. It's ironic that I can't think of the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to find it, and we're going to talk about it later. I'm going to be like, oh, that one!
That was it!
Yeah.
So I think Netflix closes out on probably two huge hits with Witcher and, I'm only going to say it once, Lost in Space.
It's fine. You can enjoy all the terrible things you want. The kid ruins it for me. I tried watching it. Everybody else is an interesting character, but he's annoying as shit.
Hey, shove him in a box. It's fine.
That's fine.
Push
him out in space. That's what it's about, Lost in Space.
Lost in Space. He's kicking and screaming. What else? As far as Netflix goes for the year, I don't know. I mean, hit, miss, mediocre.
They've been hit. I liked Stranger Things this year. I thought it was fine.
And they only have one. They're only doing one more year.
Yeah, I like that they're going to end it. I like that they have a story to tell. They're going to tell it. They're going to finish it, and we're going to be done. I don't need it to carry on forever.
I guess it's fair.
Netflix had that. They had Witcher, Lost in Space, which not my thing, but I know people like it. God, what else did they have? They released a few this year. Couldn't tell you what they are right now.
I think I
should have prepared for this.
It's more, and I think that's the problem, because I was thinking about this last night of how binge happy not only I have gotten, but everybody has gotten.
Yeah.
To where I'm struggling to remember. Okay, where was I with that series? Because the Toys That Made Us. That was...
Oh, I really... Yeah, that's another good one that I enjoyed.
They threw a couple in there.
Yeah, That Made Us was really good, too.
Was really good.
The Die Hard one, the Ghostbusters one, obviously. But
the Ghostbusters one, obviously. And that was weird, because I think there was only one thing in that I didn't know.
There were a couple things... it was interesting that I didn't realize Coca-Cola owned Columbia Pictures for a while.
I did not know that.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's new information.
Well, I didn't know that Bill Murray showed up in the town and told the police to take him to Spanglish house.
Oh, that made me cry. That part, I was like,
that was so touching.
I was like, okay, that's how you know, like, they made up their differences, and obviously they had some kind of falling out.
Well, and there's always talk that during Groundhog Day, Bill Murray was a dick, and there was a huge fallout between him and Harold Ramis, and that was the deciding factor. And then, you know, Harold's health became an issue, and then I guess according to what we saw, Bill Murray. I mean, that's
a Bill Murray thing to do.
That is totally Bill Murray.
Show up the day of and like be like, hey, where's my friend? Yeah. He went to the police. Like,
yeah, take me to Harold Ramis' house. Yeah. And they did.
Yeah.
I mean, and just to have like a police escort. That's
Bill Murray.
I want to see my friend.
Yeah.
And it that's was Bill tremendous.
Murray. You know, Bill Murray could have walked into anywhere and said, hey, I need you to take me to Harold Ramis. And they would have been like, this is a restaurant, but yeah, we'll figure it out. Like,
this is a TGI Friday, sir.
You walked into an IHOP. Like, what do you mean? Like, he probably could have done that, and they would have figured a way. Like,
well, I know he likes waffles, yeah. So I want to bring him waffles. So,
yeah, I guess that was a good Netflix one. That was a good hashing out. I don't know. I feel like the big one was Disney Plus this year.
I think Disney Plus wins.
They only had like really the one show that really hooked everybody, but. They have other things on there that I've been enjoying watching. You know?
Well, and when I was looking at it, because you've got Amazon Prime, and of course there was Good Omens, which...
Oh, yeah, that was this year. I enjoyed that.
Which I think was a solid hit. Both Tennant and Sheen are amazing actors, and what they put forth was great. No more of that, though.
That was done.
That was a one and done.
Yeah.
Grand Tour did its thing, and now they're doing special spotlight episodes.
Yeah, I like that, again, things have ended. I like that they're like, hey, we did our run. This was a good, like, you know, hey, we couldn't do another season of Top Gear. Let's do another couple seasons of Grand Tour.
Yeah, and the new one that they did was where they're in boats.
Yeah, it was the boat special. I need to watch the boat special.
Oh, my God. I was in tears laughing at it. Because Clarkson actually has, Jeremy Clarkson, who's basically the brains behind Top Gear.
Mm-hmm.
It was his baby.
Yeah.
Him and Richard. And then later, of course, Captain Slow joined him. But
it was his actual science man. Yeah.
But to see him get like choked up and start crying of this is the last for the Grand Tour.
I'm happy that they got to do what they wanted. I'm happy they got to go out on a bang and
I love the shot that they did. Like, unfortunately for Top Gear, we did survive.
Well, and then I think about poor Richard Hammond, who's been in so many accidents that they said if he's in one more, he's dead. Like, then he will not come back from another. So they're like, maybe we should stop and maybe we should.
Dude, he rolled an electric car and it caught fire and it burned for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and he was fine.
and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so like...
They won't even let him drive. They don't even let him drive in the last episode.
That's fantastic.
Of the car that they built in the middle of the desert.
They're like, no, you're done.
You're done.
Like,
yeah. No, we can't.
So I am happy. Oh, man. My favorite episode of that, they go to Detroit, and they're in, like, old music hall. And he's just like, just listen. Just listen to the... Like, they turn it into a parking garage, and there's this beautiful ceiling. Mm-hmm. And he's just in there in, like, this American muscle car. I think, was he in the Dodge?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, he's in, like, a Dodge Charger, and he's just like, listen to this shit. And he just revs the engine in this place. He's like, this is...
You can feel the history.
It's a beautiful moment.
It is. You can feel the history in the building, even though you're not there, but you can see it in their expressions. You can feel it with everything. So
it's a fantastic show, and if you haven't watched Grand Tour, that's one I recommend.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of episodes to watch, and they're like an hour long each.
Yep.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. And they've got three seasons, and now they'll do the specials. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Of course, Lucifer did its thing on Netflix. They're coming back for the final season.
Nice.
For next year.
And crossover with Crisis.
And crossover with Crisis, which was so...
Nobody was expecting it, but
we
like...
We broke it on our podcast. We're like, we said Lucifer was going to show up in there.
Yeah. And I knew it was going to be just a quick cameo, and it was... He just walks in, he's like, hey, you guys need help?
And it was great. And it was before anything with the Lucifer show. So the timelines line up.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Before anything happens. He just got to Earth.
Yeah.
It's Earth 666, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Perfect.
But I do appreciate
that it's in a different universe, that they're like, okay, so he's separate, but... You know,
we acknowledge his existence.
Yeah, he's there.
They validate the show.
That's good.
Which is so well played. Yeah. But I think you are right. I think the streaming service that walks away, and as much as we're not trying to discredit CBS with the Star Trek.
They're doing fine.
They're doing fine. However, they just have the one show.
Yeah.
And
I hate to say that. I tried watching... Twilight Zone was what got me in. I didn't want to watch Star Trek because I didn't care that much about a new Star Trek. So I started watching Twilight Zone. Got kind of into Star Trek. I still haven't finished it. I canceled CBS for now, but...
Discovery is great. Picard comes in January
14th, I think that's what's going to get me back
15th
in.
15th or something like that. Picard. I think the 16th or something like that.
So at least they'll have two shows, but that's the thing is, CBS doesn't have a lot to bring right now. It sounds like they want to add more. It sounds like they're trying, but I'm like, I don't need another streaming service for two shows. Like, it's hard to justify that.
It's not like they're ABC and they've got Marvel. It's not, or Disney, or whatever ABC could pull.
Disney has so much under it, because it's got its Disney, but then they also have Marvel and Star Wars, where it's like, I binged Rebels. Like, Star Wars Rebels is a fantastic show. I recommend that one to anybody who's like, oh, I missed the Clone Wars. It's like, watch Rebels. Rebels is good.
I've already binged Gargoyles.
Oh, yeah.
DuckTales.
Darkwing Duck. Yeah.
I mean, I've got the Disney special of Mickey and the Lonesome Ghosts.
Oh, yeah? Them going camping is my favorite one.
Oh, yes.
The camper. Oh.
Donald is hilarious in that whole scene where he just loses his shit.
Yeah. And that's the thing is Disney's got a lot to pull from. Mm-hmm. Whereas some of these other streaming stars, DC Universe is really... They're starting to get up there. I started watching Harley Quinn.
How is it?
It's fantastic. It's
Kaylee
super
Kokoro as Harley is...
It's rough because like sometimes she'll have the accent, sometimes she won't.
Oh, it's like Kevin Costner.
Exactly. But it somehow works for this show. But it's fantastic. It's really lowbrow.
You're right.
But it somehow works because they're all lowbrow. It's not like, oh, only the villains are lowbrow. It's
everybody's kind of
superheroes, and it somehow works for the show because they know it's stupid, and so it just, I don't know, man. Something
please
about
tell
it.
Me they haven't acknowledged that we're in a show and we're just we're
no,
just,
they okay. don't do that.
They haven't crossed that wall.
Yeah,
yet.
Harley Quinn sometimes does the fourth wall thing,
okay,
but it's not often. But it works. I don't know why it does, but it's funny. And it's at least something original from DC that we haven't seen in a while. Fucking Kite Man gets acknowledgement. Kite Man's in it.
What are you talking about? Kite Man's great. What
he's
are you talking
fucking
about?
Kite Man.
He's brilliant. He's like Condiment Man.
He's the worst.
Like, and Calendar
but they
Man.
Acknowledge Kite Man. Like,
I like that they're going after the Legion of Doom. They're like, we're the Legion of Bee.
Yeah,
and
it's the Legion of Bee. Yeah, no, it's funny. It's genuinely just like... enjoyable to watch that and Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Doom Patrol was really enjoyable to watch, but I think that's mostly because of fucking what's his name, Robot Man,
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, bring Brendan Fraser back into the fray here. Love that man.
But see, when you're and we've talked about this, when you're looking at the team shows,
mm-hmm.
I still think the main champion.
Oh, Umbrella Academy?
Is Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, they're
absolutely
fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, and I know, and it's a close fight between The Boys and Umbrella Academy for me, but I think the big team series for the year, by far,
mm-hmm.
Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. I enjoyed it more than I liked anything else.
And
as far as those big team ups go.
And Doom Patrol, for all it was, Brandon Fraser's great. You got Candy from Two and a Half Men, who was hilarious.
Yeah. It's such a
and didn't disappoint.
Weird show, but it again, somehow DC is making these weird things work,
mm-hmm.
and I'm okay with that, and I'm like, no, more of that. You guys can do that.
And
weird.
And
I don't care.
Yeah, and as much as I care about Teen Titans, I'm not on board. I think they're trying too hard.
Yeah. It feels like that DC of, like, we're trying to be gritty, we're trying to be real,
yeah.
and it's like, stop. That's why Doom Patrol works, and it's in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's super strange is, like, you'll have these weird crossovers, like sometimes Beast Boy will show up, and you know sometimes like other characters will show up, and you're like, yeah, but we also had a street that was a drag queen, like the road, it was a living street named like Carl or something like that.
Carl!
And it's
get in the house, Carl.
It's fucking weird. But then you'll have like Robin show up, and he'll be like, I'm Robin, I'm all brooding, and they're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah,
like, it's
why?
It's
And they acknowledged the DC streaming service in the CW with Crisis.
Did they?
Yes.
Ah.
They gave it a nod, and I'm like, okay.
So they're out there, and
it was probably
like a quick Robot Man, and then they're gone.
No,
like,
it was it Nightwing? It was a quick cut. You saw like Nightwing and kind of Hawk and Dove and all of that.
Okay.
Kind of like a trailer clip.
Yeah.
They didn't give anything away.
It's like in the flashes of where we are. Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, it wasn't like...
it's like on a screen in the background kind of thing.
Yeah, it wasn't like Birds of Prey where, you know, we had a whole intro with the Huntress and all of that.
Christ.
And that whole thing getting wiped out. But it was enough that you're like, okay,
I'm on board. They acknowledge that it's a real thing and maybe the crossover will happen someday. And I'd be okay with that. CW Flash and Doom Patrol where it's just like this super weird... I need it.
It wasn't that. But I honestly think that by far the best team series is Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
The soundtrack's solid. The characters are solid. The story is solid. As much as I know people are trying to compare Umbrella Academy with Watchmen.
And
that doesn't make sense
to
me.
It's
not the same.
I see where they're coming from where it's like, oh, superheroes in like a more realistic way. It's the same way I feel about The Boys where they're all trying to do this kind of same thing.
Right.
But I think Umbrella Academy really isn't like Watchmen in that sense because they're, I don't know, it's a less realistic world where it's like, you know the world's about to end.
Mm-hmm.
They know the world's about to end.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing they can do about it.
Mm-mm.
But they're still going to try anyway. But they're just like, what the fuck do we do? And the one guy's like, well, I'm going to go get pissed drunk and talk to ghosts. And you're like, okay, that's your power. Tight.
Solid.
Yeah.
And I of all the shows that I want to see next year,
I'm excited.
That's the one I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah.
Just how it ended and everything that was, it was so quirky and cool and fun and just
all from the brain of the guy behind My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance.
Who? So strange.
Oh my God.
And they're going
back
on tour again.
They're going on tour.
And I'm like, you guys, like,
they had a concert in, what is it, L.A. last week?
They had like a secret concert.
6,000 people?
Yeah, they had like a quick secret concert.
Yeah.
And then like, now they're like, we might go on tour again. And everybody's like, yeah, do it. We'll go watch you.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Like,
yeah, My Chemical Romance is back. Who fucking knew?
Can I just get a trailer for Umbrella Academy on there?
Yeah, just that's all I want.
Yeah, just on the screen, just like, about a ticket for Umbrella Academy? Like, is that...
Well, and we've seen the trailer for Watchmen. Or not Watchmen, excuse me. The Boys for season 2, which I know it's not going to disappoint.
Just
and,
as batshit insane as the first one.
And I love Garth Ennis's writing for the comic, and what's translated to the screen has been... is perfect. Carl Urban as the Butcher is...
He's perfect for that.
Absolutely
I've finally gotten around to reading the graphic novels and everything like that, and I finally got around. And it's like, there are some things in the books that you're like, no, maybe don't translate. It doesn't translate well. But then the things they do bring out and put on, it's like, oh, no, that actually works.
It did.
Extraordinarily well.
I mean, there's dynamics that they don't bring in for Huey.
Yeah,
it's fine and it doesn't need to be focused in on.
Yeah,
because what they did with Huey works so much better than I think what happens in the comic.
Well, because the comic it makes more sense in the comic because
it does.
Like he's kind of a piece of shit. Like they make him more of a piece of shit in the comic. Like he's
just
down
on his
garbage.
Luck, bullshit.
Yeah.
Like everything that can go wrong, happens
he's
to Huey.
Just as garbage as the rest of them too. Where he'll get involved. I like that they don't make him as bad of a guy in the show. He's kind of still an asshole, and
he still gets kind of like the moral high ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of what they were trying to do in the comic, and
it doesn't work nearly as well.
It doesn't work nearly as well. It doesn't translate, and I think that's probably because of the actors.
Yeah.
Because of what we see Carl Urban project, and the guy that's playing Huey, and all of the interactions that we see.
Yeah, Laser Baby Eyes is still...
Laser Baby... Didn't happen in the comic, but goddamn, that was hilarious.
Perfect. And it fits his character so well where he just puts it back down and he's like, later. Like, I'm coming for you later.
And there's hints that if they follow the comic, that baby does
come back later.
And he is twice the bastard that Homelander is.
That makes sense.
And I'm excited to see if they evolve this story.
Man... The ending of last season was so like...
That's a total mind
fuck. What the fuck? Yeah. Like, well, it took a turn that I was not expecting.
Yeah.
At all.
Totally like...
And they do this thing where they have a line, and you can see the line, and they cross it, mm-hmm. and then they go back, and they're like, oh, we almost got you. And then they keep doing it, and you're like, stop, like, just do it. Yeah, either go over the line or don't. I'm scared. Like,
no.
But I'm with you. Umbrella Academy was more fun, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, it was less fucked up, less...
No, it's still fucked up.
I mean, yeah, he's got a monkey body. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sorry, he's a gorilla.
He's a gorilla.
Everybody's going to correct me on that.
Actually.
Yeah, he's a chimpanzee. He doesn't have a tail.
Now, when you hit the movie side of it, it's a little more difficult to decide what resonates as far as the top movie for me. Unfortunately, or fortunately...
It was 2019 again.
Yeah, I know they all blur together, but I still keep coming back to Endgame. I mean...
I hate to say it. Yeah, it was...
It really dominates a lot of... I'm still watching it. I'm watching it a lot.
I keep putting it on just in the background because it's a good movie for that, because I've seen it so many times now. That one really resonated with me a lot just because... I mean, it's got soul, man. Like,
it does.
Regardless,
it's got
of
legs.
Yeah, regardless of whether or not you're like, oh, Marvel movies, it's like, it's a good movie in itself. Like, the story, if you threw me in and said, okay, here's a world where half the population just disappeared.
Gone.
Yeah, wiped out, just gone. Imagine the repercussions from that. And that to me is fantastic to see. Like, oh, yeah, no, this is fucked up. Like, this is bad. Everything's awful.
The great thing about it is you don't have to see any of the other Marvel movies.
No.
You can
go into it blind.
You can go into it blind. You can come in at the end and get all of it.
My dad still hasn't seen it, and I showed him Infinity War before.
Right.
So he only knows that everybody's dead. Like, that's all. My dad has no idea that everybody's come back. Because I still haven't shown him Endgame. And I'm like, no, I kind of want to just leave it, because this is funnier this way.
It is.
My dad's like, everybody's dead.
Everyone's gone. I mean, I love the memes that have come out of this and the music videos, because actually even one of our moments of geek this year was... The song from Who Needs a Hero from Shrek.
Oh yeah, I Need a Hero. Yeah. And it's
to... and it's Cat on your left. Yeah. And the portal start
it's so
opening.
Good. It's
and everybody just comes in for the fight, and you're just like, yes.
Yeah, you're looking for the ultimate fan service movie.
Yes.
That was it. That's it.
That is
We're never gonna get anything as big as that ever again.
No.
I don't think from Marvel. I think we'll probably get some big moments and stuff. You know, they're already working on another Avengers, and that's fine.
Well,
it's going to be different, but it's fine.
You have to. You can't stop there.
No.
But how they move forward, I mean, there's already rumors of the new Ant-Man coming. Of course, Doctor Strange is on deck.
I'm glad we're getting more Spider-Man. I'm so scared.
I mean, the Journey Home or whatever the next one, Far From Home.
Well, Far From Home was the last one.
Far From Home, which, you know what, wraps everything up neatly.
Yeah. I like
very tidily.
That's technically the last movie of the Infinity Saga or whatever they're saying. Because it's like, that shows the aftermath of the aftermath.
That's the
like,
fallout.
And it shows the normal people reacting to it, too. Where it's like, you see these kids that were just in high school, where it's like, oh, well, my friend who was, you know, younger than me is now older than me. Or, like, my little brother is now older than I am because I was gone. Like...
Well, and
it's fucking weird.
Ant-Man's
like,
daughter is older now, so that leads
and
to
that's so sad.
Young Avengers stuff.
Like,
there's so much that
like,
they can do.
That part tugged at my heartstrings the most, where he just goes home.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no! Like, at least his daughter's alive.
Daughter's alive, and even everything with Ant-Man and Wasp, and you know. Hank Pym.
I can't wait to see more of that.
And if Marvel lets that franchise fall to the wayside, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, that's one I hope they don't.
Because that needs to continue. And of course, we'll get another Guardians.
I just want to get Edgar Wright's Ant-Man movie. We're never going to get it.
Never have it.
No, but I want him to come in and direct an Ant-Man movie.
We're never going to have it.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I think, honestly, movie of the year falls to...
Yeah. I really can't think of another movie that I saw this year that I really enjoyed.
It still resonates with you?
Yeah.
I mean, even... Wonder Woman wasn't this year.
It was Three Billboards this year? Because I liked that movie.
I think that was last year.
That's not really a big... Oh, yeah, that was last year.
That was last year.
Jesus, Baby Driver was last year.
Baby Driver, because they were all up for Oscars and
shit
like that.
What was this year? I can't even think of other movies.
It was dominated pretty much well by the Geeksphere.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, because everything was leading up to this, or...
I can't even think of other movies that I saw. I'm looking up what came out in 2019?
You got Terminator in there, which, again...
Never saw it.
...was okay.
Yeah.
It delivered on a few...
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody was this year.
Was that this year?
Yeah, that was this year. I really like that one. Us was this year.
Us, yeah, but that's a hell of a horror film.
Yeah, that was good. Lego Movie 2. Oh, Godzilla King of the Monsters. That was a good one.
Bite your tongue.
I love that movie.
You know, if I'm going to go to a monster movie, I want to see the fucking monsters.
Hey, they showed the monsters.
Not very much.
They showed that more than the last one. That was the whole thing.
I can't argue
was
that.
Like at least this one they were like, we're gonna have the people, but it's gonna be more of the monsters, and everyone went,
Yeah.
It's fine. No. We're gonna get a King Kong crossover movie soon.
Why? Just so we can see footprints and like rumblings.
They're
for
gonna
the
show the monsters, Smurf. They showed the monsters this time.
Ugh. And Us was great. I can't argue that.
That was a good horror movie.
What was a good horror movie?
But I hate to say it, it was better than It Chapter 2. I was a little disappointed. It Chapter 2 was so hyped up for me, and I liked it. I liked it a lot, but...
I think two things affected It Chapter 2. Time, which there was... That needed to be boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like,
that should have been ready to go, like,
that should have been just like Avengers. Yeah. Just right back to back.
Yeah.
And I think that the buy-in for the characters, we didn't get enough teasing back and forth.
No.
The way that was originally told on television with the original It.
Good old Tim Curry.
Tim Curry and all of that was so much more well played because you had the back and forth from, you know, when they were kids to when they're adults and coming back. I honestly think that it was missing that element.
Yeah, because they showed some things from their childhood. But
not enough.
Yeah, and exactly. Because you're like, the only thing we got was that summer.
Yes.
That was it. And you get a few hints here and there that it's like, oh, yeah, you know, their lives kind of after that was kind of shitty and miserable. And, you know, oh, they all moved away and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I didn't really care that much about those characters.
No.
Especially as adults. I didn't care about them as adults.
No. And when you're, no. And as you're sitting there and you're watching it and you're like, I really want to be more invested. I wanted to be more attached to these characters. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm not. I don't care. I like the background story. I wanted to see more of the clown because Skarsgård was, I mean, by far he was great. And I love the memes, of course, with Bill Hader, who's
terrified of him.
Who's terrified of him? But it was more of what Skarsgård can do with his eyes than him being dressed as a clown.
Yeah, because I love that he can do that on command. The weird, the goofy eye thing.
Yeah, he did that to Hader, and Hader freaked the fuck out.
He's like, how do they do that with, like, the CGI? And he's like, oh, you mean this? And, like, it's like, oh, shit. Yeah.
It's like when they had, like, Chris Angel in Harrison Ford's house doing the magic trick.
Get the fuck out of my house. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite Harrison Ford moments.
Like, you go, Harrison Ford. Beat his ass.
Fuck out of my house.
Go all Jack Ryan on him. I dare you.
Yeah. You're a fucking witch. Get out of my house.
So there's
been a few that I enjoyed this year, but yeah, no, Endgame.
Endgame took it.
Stole the spotlight from a lot of things.
It did.
Yeah.
Far as shows coming, and I know I'm going to catch shit for this, and it's going to be absolutely amazing, and I'm going to recap it every fucking week.
Oh, no.
Lego Wars.
What? Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. That's a thing that's coming. Yeah, they're gonna build Legos and.
I know this is gonna be a shit show. This is gonna absolutely be.
It can't be any worse than some of those shows that they've put on. It can't be worse than King of the Nerds.
Oh my god, that was horrible.
It cannot be any worse than that. No. So they only have up to go.
Well, and it's on Fox, so Lord knows what kind of craziness they're gonna do.
Oh no.
But, you know, you...
They had the mini golf show, right? That was also Fox?
No, that's ABC.
Is that ABC?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's
hard to keep track.
Which we need to get you in training.
Yeah, no, we gotta get in training. Yeah.
So, we'll get you into that. But
training montage.
That is by far the best thing I'm looking for. Avenue 5, which is another series that has Hugh Laurie on a ship in space. which looks absolutely brilliant.
It looks, it's so funny because it looks like the Expanse plus the
Red Orville. Dwarf and Orville. Yeah, yes.
It looks like a mix of a lot of really good shows. And I'm like, no, but Hugh Laurie, though, like, normally I wouldn't watch something like that because I'm like, I don't care. But it looks funny. Yeah, it looks good.
No, it looks absolutely great. And I'm a huge Hugh Laurie fan because back in the day, before he was House.
Yeah, he was on Friends. And
even before Friends, he was on Blackadder.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, yeah, Blackadder, everybody remembers that show, right?
You know what? Just because none of you cultured swine are aware of Rowan Atkinson's early endeavors is not my fault.
I've heard of it.
Blackadder Goes Forth is by far one. He was Captain Darling.
Wow.
No.
How did he ever make it in television after that?
You know what? He is a brilliant actor, and it is perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Jesus Christ.
And you need to watch it.
Just Blackadder?
Yes, no. Blackadder Goes Forth. It's
Blackadder Goes Forth.
Yes, it's Rowan Atkinson at his best. Ooh. And it's the World War. It's great. It's about going
what
over
the top.
What
year did it come out?
So
cheesy 80s, cheesy 70s, or cheesy 60s?
Let's see.
It sounds cheesy 70s.
No. Blackadder Dark Ages is late 80s.
Okay.
So, all right. Black cheesy 80s, yeah. Blackadder Goes Forth is probably early 90s. Because there's four installments.
Oh, God, it's early 90s cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's great.
Oh, God, all right.
It's brilliant. And it's not that many episodes.
All right.
You can power through them.
All right.
And if you like Mr. Bean.
Oh, God, is he in that?
It's the same. That's who Rowan Atkinson is.
Yeah, I know who Rowan Atkinson is, but is he in it?
Yes. He's Blackadder.
Oh, my God. Is it a comedy thing,
yes,
or is it serious?
Totally.
Okay.
Because you got the guy who's Baldrick, who's just like, is bitch.
Oh, God.
And Baldrick is just this fucking mental case.
All right.
You got to watch Blackadder. Blackadder goes forth. It's the fourth installment.
Okay.
Don't watch the ones prior.
Because I don't need to. Is it like Doctor Who?
Yeah, it is.
You don't need to watch Classic Who to understand?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's all self-contained.
Okay.
The one thing that I saw coming up for next year, which I really don't understand, is the Griswolds are getting a reboot on HBO Max series.
No.
Yeah.
We're trying this again?
Again.
They tried it with fucking what's-his-name that nobody cared about. They did the Family Vacation movie that nobody watched.
Well, Johnny Galecki, who you may know from the Big Bang Theory, is trying to... Yeah. He's championing this to bring this franchise to HBO.
Listen, National Lampoon died a long time ago.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like,
even when they tried to do the revival on the show where it's Russ.
Oh, yeah, Russ's whole thing.
Russ is trying to come back, and that was a huge disappointment.
Yeah, there was that one, and there was like the reboot Family Vacation with what's that guy? He was
it was Rusty. Yeah, Rusty. It was
Are we talking about the same thing?
It is the same thing.
Was it the movie?
Yes.
I didn't realize that was supposed to be Russ's family.
Yes, that's Russ and
his family.
Oh
my God, that's hilarious. That's so bad. Because I watched like the first like 30 minutes of it and
I'm done.
It's so... Because what they try and do is... National Lampoon's jokes, you hate to say, haven't aged super well. Because they aged like a weird wine. Where you're going to drink it, you enjoy it still, but if you try and recreate it, it just doesn't work.
I honestly,
not at all.
It's the joining of the perfect storm because you have Beverly D'Angelo, who's hot.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase, who's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
and then the stupid kids.
And then the stupid kids who've changed
throughout the entire series
multiple times.
I think the only kid who stayed the same was Russ, and like even that was a bit of a stretch.
And then
the one actor left and then came back.
And came back.
Like. And you're like, wait, is that the same kid? And they're like, yeah, that you look different, buddy. Like,
well,
you get a haircut.
And to be fair, it's Johnny Galecki,
yeah,
who's in Christmas Vacation,
yeah,
who's championing, who's from a Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, he is the kid in Christmas Vacation, isn't
he? Yes.
All right,
I don't know if he's just trying to find a new show because
Big Bang Theory is
Big Bang is gone.
Maybe.
And I don't know why.
Why is he latching on to the Griswolds?
I don't know.
Do something new. Do something different. Like, comedy's out there. Make something different. Why are you trying to bring back National Lampoon, man?
Well, I think the problem is,
And don't bring back Animal House. Just leave that one alone.
Yeah, just leave that alone. The problem is you have what, like, Friends stars or Seinfeld stars. What happens after that big of a hit?
Yeah.
Because
it's that same thing.
It's the same thing because Seinfeld can't go back and do another show.
No. It's how I feel about the guy who plays Sheldon in The Big Bang Theory. I can't see him in anything else.
Exactly.
There's no way I don't want to watch him in anything else because he's ruined himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I feel kind of about Daniel Radcliffe. He's kind of
redeemed
himself, but he's Harry Potter forever now. Mm-hmm. And it's hard when you do series that long.
Costanza is Costanza.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it took me forever to get over Julia Louis-Dreyfus on Veep.
Yeah.
As anything other than Elaine.
And
it's like Elaine got elected to office in my mind.
And it's so strange for actors like that. And you feel bad because you want them to go and do other stuff.
You do.
But man, they can't.
It's a rough ride.
Yeah. I like some of the actors from Big Bang Theory, so I hope they go and do other things. But
well, I mean,
not the guy who plays Sheldon. That guy can go with his money and leave.
I think we will probably see him in the Sheldon Chronicles or whatever.
There's Lil Sheldon.
Lil Sheldon.
Yeah, I think that series is gonna bomb.
I think.
Does anybody watch that show? Is anybody like, yeah, Baby Sheldon? Everybody's on board. No. I don't think anybody got on board with that at all.
I think just because it like preluded into Big Bang Theory,
yeah.
That it was right in that wave.
It, yeah.
I'm waiting for that one to just get...
It's like how Firefly got the opposite. It's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, people aren't just going to watch it.
Nope.
You have to watch Lil Sheldon.
No. I mean, the only reason I even started the first season was because of Annie Potts, and I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters time.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, nope.
Because she left, right?
I don't know if she left. I think she's still in there, but I couldn't take the show anymore because I was just like, this is just
so bad.
This is so bad.
It's awful.
This is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm out.
It's
I'm
fine.
Out. Can't take it.
That's how I felt about The Big Bang Theory. I started watching it. Some of my family loves it. My sister and my dad watch it, but I'm like, I can't stand the show.
I understand why.
It's nerdy cringe humor. It's that like, haha, we're nerds. Do you get it? Like, yeah. I like Star Wars, and we're gonna sit here and argue about Star Wars. It's like,
you know, I can't tell you how many arguments that I saw in Big Bang Theory that happened in the comic shop,
and it hurts my feelings.
It does.
I think that's why I don't like it.
I'm like, that isn't how that argument ended.
I was gonna say, yeah, no, it ends with a fist fight, and they end it with like, I'm just gonna go and type on my computer. It's like, no, I would have hit that guy.
Yes,
like,
it ends in a long string of obscenities and Todd going out smoking a cigarette because he's frustrated and he doesn't want to beat your ass.
And then you come back inside and you're like, are you better? And it's like, and another thing about Watto from episode one, like, fuck that guy.
Well, we would have to always, if Todd came back in after one of those heated arguments and he'd go smoke, we'd have to give him like a Slurpee or something to drink because
his poor
he
sugar.
Was still hot.
His sugar levels need to come down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go up, I don't know. He's got low blood sugar.
Just breathe. It's fine. Okay.
Give him a Slurpee. He'll be fine.
Gambit will inherit the earth. It's okay.
Saw this article and I was like, Gambit's the worst X-Men. And there was just a string of comments.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no.
Don't let Todd see that conversation.
No,
he will light the internet.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's like, oh, that show is cringy as hell.
But I don't, I mean, none of these celebrities can go on. I mean, Kaylee is probably doing the best because...
Yeah,
because
she's...
You can't see her.
No. She does the voice acting stuff,
and that's fine.
She does a great job of that.
And
I'm happy for her.
That's probably what should happen to the rest of them. But I can't take Sheldon's voice.
No. That's the thing about that guy. I don't like his himself.
Mm-mm.
I don't like him in general.
Mm-mm.
He's
He's not Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
As much as he wants to be...
Yeah.
He is not.
Yeah. And Maya Bialik at least got a fallback. You know, she's a friggin' astrophysicist and other
but
major science things. She's like a real scientist.
Yes.
Like,
but
real
this was. I think this was just like her fallback.
Yeah.
She doesn't need any of this because she already had like success in the 80s.
She's done. Yeah.
She's like.
She's been done.
This is gravy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck it.
This was like the extra of like, I guess I could do this comedy show for like 10 years.
Yeah. She was Winnie Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. She's a mathematician. You got, you know, her Blossom and
she's like a
Winnie
real
Cooper.
Crazy genius.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, cool. You could just go do that. Like, we're done. Like,
she's written books on childhood behavior for fuck's sake.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I'd like to see her in more things, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
The guy who played Howard, I guess. He's funny-ish.
Mm.
His girlfriend, the blonde, high-pitched, squeaky one.
Oh, yeah.
I like her.
I ran into her at Denver Comic Con. I didn't realize it was her until it was too late.
Yeah, because I learned she does that voice. That's not her real voice. That's her voice. Fake voice. And because I started doing an interview, her voice is like way deeper than that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? Oh, no. That must hurt.
Well, and I'm sitting there at Denver Comic Con, and I just, me being me.
Yeah.
I strike up a conversation with
She's pretty.
She is pretty. Yeah. She was standing there with her boyfriend. They're holding hands. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize who I was talking to until after.
She walks away and you're like.
I'm like.
I think she's the blonde chick on Big Bang Theory.
It's exactly what it was. It was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I've done that.
I'm this close and. What the?
Yeah. I think I. Oh, God. Who did I do that with? There's some celebrity, and I was like, oh, it was fucking Stephen Amell. Because I didn't know him that well.
Yeah.
Like, I just started watching Arrow, and it was like, whatever. And he was just sitting there, and I was just like, hey, man, how's it going? Like, we were just sitting on the light rail. Like, he was going to the Denver Comic Con, and, like, he was apparently in a hotel downtown. And I was like, hey, man, how's it going? Like, he was wearing an Arrow t-shirt and everything. I was like, oh, I like the show and everything like that. And I was like, brain didn't process that was him. He's wearing the fucking shirt.
And he's probably just sitting there laughing inside of himself.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I just started watching the show. He's like, oh, cool, man, cool. He's like, yeah, I'm from out of town. I'm just visiting for the convention. And then he walked away, and I was like, oh, that guy's nice. Fuck! At least I knew who Lou Ferrigno was when I was talking to him.
Oh, fuck, he bought me shots.
That guy's great.
Really?
Yeah, he and I got drinks. That was a good time.
That is the most personable I've ever heard.
I had a great time with Lou Ferrigno.
Fuck Lou Ferrigno. Yeah. I'm really not a fan.
I've heard.
That's the best Stephen Amell story I've ever heard, though.
Yeah, because I didn't recognize, like, I literally just started watching the show. I didn't know who he was, like, at all outside of that.
Right.
So, like, for him to just be sitting on the fucking light rail, because I guess he was in a hotel somewhere downtown.
Actually, he's at the hotel directly across the street where I stay.
And that was the thing, is I was just like, hey, I like the shirt, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fucking... He's wearing his own goddamn t-shirt, and I don't even recognize him. Well, at least he wasn't on the shirt. Like, it's just an arrow on it.
Okay, that would have been bad.
Yeah, if it would have been him on the shirt, I would have been like, hey, you're wearing yourself! Look.
Well, a friend of mine actually is very close with Steven, mm-hmm. and has actually been out to his vineyard. He's done a lot of interactions, of course.
Wow.
He doesn't live in the state anymore. He actually left the country.
And
he's a teacher, of all things. But, I mean, the stories that he tells me, Steven, he's just like, yeah, Steve's a great guy.
I've heard, yeah.
And any time I can go out to his vineyard, super nice. I'm not like, what? And obviously.
I wish I would have fucking known it was him.
Totally pandered your ass.
Yeah, he was a super nice guy. Yeah. We both get off the train. He walks away. I was like, yeah, good time, you, man. He's like, yeah, you too. And he walks away. And, like, then a swarm just around him. I was like, oh, fuck, that was somebody famous. Oh, fuck, that was Stephen Amell. Ah, I should have gotten a picture.
God, like, damn.
It's like, that's the worst. That is the only, like, major celebrity story that I really have besides drinking with Lou Ferrigno. And even that one, it's kind of like, yeah, he was just sad and lonely. And just,
yeah, he's just looking for attention.
Yeah, exactly. He just wanted to tell, like, war stories, quote unquote.
You know, anytime that he wants to do that, that's fine, because I'm going to whip out... Arnold Schwarzenegger totally punked your ass at Mr. Universe.
Jesus Christ.
He totally got in your head and fucked you.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of conventions, LeakyCon is going to be coming to Denver in the new year.
LeakyCon?
LeakyCon. Speaking
of that, the Harry Potter one?
That is the Harry Potter one. That will be held out at the airport hotel.
Oh, okay.
I'm,
is it the Embassy Suites?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this con.
I mean, it's probably going to be one of those, like... Is it a traveling con, or is it...
I think
is this it just, is... This is this just its first year here.
This is its first year here.
Okay, so we're doing a new thing. That's always iffy.
That is very iffy, because
Especially these hyper-specific ones.
Well, and it's like, you know, Supernatural or Walker Stalker.
Yeah.
They
do well, but only if you can get the celebrity attention.
That's right.
That's how you have to get people in, is you have to get at least one big, you know...
Somebody.
The Harry Potter people are fucking huge. Like, unless you get some weird side character...
Yeah, but we've had the twins here multiple times from Denver Comic Con.
Denver Comic Con, not some new little dinky con.
Yeah, so I don't know... I don't know how this is going to...
LeakyCon.
...work... it's not endorsed or sanctioned in any way by J.K. Rowling. So
well, that's good. We don't like her anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's her creation. I mean, she should.
Yeah. She gets credit for it.
She gets credit for it. It's her baby. It's not like Supernatural Con. I don't like her as a
person, but yeah, she's great.
It's not like Supernatural Con where you have these people dumping shit tons of cash.
Yeah, I was going to say, Walker Stalker and Supernatural, weren't those officially sanctioned by...
Yeah, because you've got...
Because AMC was pouring money into Walker Stalker for a long time.
For a while, they just didn't pay anybody.
Well, no.
No plugs pulled on that.
That's because they didn't know how to run a convention. They were just like, yeah,
no.
We could just get celebrities there. But I know Supernatural was put on by CW, and they
put on a show.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got like Jared, I'm not going to name
Jared Padalecki. Yes. And,
yes. All of them.
The other guy.
Guy that plays Chuck. Crowley's been there.
Yeah.
The brothers. I mean, there's been a lot of people. I'm not going to name, because I don't watch Supernatural.
I was going to say,
that's
the thing, is because they actually like going to those conventions. Cause
they do.
It's the same thing with them. That show's been on for so long, and it ended, and now
it's ending
like,
now.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, they're in their final season.
Yep.
So it's like, what are they going to do after this? Like,
rest on fucking royalties for the rest of their life? Because you know that's going to be in syndication forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just like
Friends. Because that's all CW has.
Yes, it's just going to live on for fucking ever. So I don't know about LeakyCon.
I might go just to see it. I like seeing those train wreck cons where you go, nobody shows up. I'm there getting drunk at the hotel bar, just watching the Harry Potter nerds. Ah, I'm excited.
Early tickets went on sale December 6th. The con, however, does not land until next year of October 23rd.
Did we see what prices were for this
through
thing?
The 25th? I have not investigated prices.
Look it up. While we're sitting here. I'm curious. LeakyCon?
LeakyCon. LeakY.
Oh, LeakyCon. Look at that. LeakyCon Denver. 2020.
Yep.
Oh, no. Let's see. Oh, they've got... Okay. So they do have a celebrity.
Okay.
They have the kid who played the Irish kid, Devin Murray.
The one that was in Harry Potter's house in Hogwarts?
Yeah.
The one that was like always... Like, I don't want to fight.
Oh, that was for Orlando.
Oh.
So they got that one guy for Orlando. Oh, no. Oh, no. They don't have anybody yet for Denver. It doesn't look like. You can get tickets now. Let's see.
What are the prices?
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Really?
That's early bird pricing? Yikes. $52 per day.
Oh.
And that's the general. That's like. So the general 3-day is $150. The Marauder Pass, what does that come with? Oh dear, access to everything.
Front of the line bullshit.
Yeah, $50 vouchers for articles and everything like that, blah, blah, blah. That's $400. Fuck. Wow. Guys, it's your first year here.
Wow. They're not pulling any punches.
Uh-oh. I agree, Figgis. That's ridiculous.
That's bullshit. Figgis agrees.
Yeah.
Figgis is wrong.
Well, you can get a fanny pack for $15. That comes with nothing. Oh my god. $150 for
that's
days.
Ridiculous, dude.
Dude, Denver Anime Convention is... Wow. Anime Fest is cheaper than that, and it's been around for 20 years.
Fuck ton ever?
Yeah.
That's steep.
That one's gonna be rough.
That one's gonna be rough.
In
October.
Yeah.
So
end of October, right near Halloween.
Uh-huh. And we're already busy.
Yeah. Ooh, I might not make it. If you can give me a pass into that one, I'll go.
I don't even know if I'm applying for a pass for that, to be honest with you. Because I slightly care, but I don't care enough to go pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I don't think
anybody else does either.
I don't think so either.
For
but
$50 for just a Sunday or a Saturday, and that's early bird prices.
That's early
that's not
bird
day of going to the because that'll be like $60-$70. It's 50 already.
I'm betting 75 a day.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Easily,
if you don't get if Daniel Radcliffe himself doesn't show up and I get to see his butthole, like,
not worth it.
That's,
I want to see
like come
fuck
on.
The cursed child. I want to see the brown eye.
Yeah. Fuck's sake. $50.
A day.
That's ridiculous. That's Denver Comic Con gouging. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
And there you go. Ugh.
You guys want to see a con fail in 1 year? That's how you do it. You make it $50. This feels like, what was that Tumblr convention called? Oh, DashCon. You ever hear about that one?
Yeah.
We got a ball pit. We got the ball pit.
I'm in for a ball pit.
No. Fucking shit.
No. Anything else you want to bring up for the year end?
I mean, we can talk about video games of the year.
You know what? Oddly enough, none of the games that you and I thought made Game of the Year.
That's crazy to me. What won Game of the Year? I didn't actually.
I don't remember, but it was nothing on my radar.
Was it probably Death Stranding?
I don't even think it was that.
I thought Red Dead got.
No, Red Dead didn't get shit. Neither did Gears. Neither did any of the major hitters. I mean, and it's funny because even like the new DLC for Gears, the Moonshine,
yeah,
that landed.
Sekiro. Yeah. Okay. I like Sekiro. It's not my game. It's Dark Souls. It's Japanese Dark Souls. And that's fine. It's supposed to be really good.
Luigi's Haunted Mansion didn't get... I think they actually got something. Luigi's got...
It got creative something of the year. I saw it got something.
It got something, but nothing that I thought it should have gotten. Because that game is amazing. The play factor, the graphics.
Luigi's Mansion 3 is fantastic.
Yes. Should have gotten Game of the Year.
Yeah, I'm playing through it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I beat it, and then I was like, okay, now I've got to go back and like
find everything.
The hidden secrets, yeah.
And Luigi is great.
Yeah, it's a fun game, and I'm mad it didn't do better at Game Awards, but it's fine. Red Dead Redemption 2, I think, was my Game of the Year. Because I think I've put the most mileage into that one.
And you know what? To be fair, I have to agree. Much as I want to say Gears for me, as much of a gearhead that I am, and as much as, you know...
Oh, I love Gears. For Gears the cob, is amazing, yeah.
It's great, but when I think of like the time spent, because I burned through the campaign, I've done the online, but Red Dead...
Yeah, I still keep going back to it.
I still am coming back to it.
Yeah.
I can't get enough.
And they just released the Moonshiners update. And I'm just like, okay, so Gears I played, Gears I did play multiplayer. It's one of those that I can pick up and put down. Red Dead, I'm just like, I've been playing it like every day,
Well, you don't want to wreck your streak.
No.
You got to get in there.
Exactly.
And
that's fantastic.
Even with Overwatch, of course, you can do... I know they've got their Christmas campaign going on January 6th. So if you haven't logged in to get your pack or, you know, your gift box or anything else like that, you can still do it up until January. Gears has been doing Jingle Juvies, which has been fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But Red Dead did its their Christmas thing, and you got a cool shotgun, and the whole place is decorated for Christmas, and a blizzard came in. And it's like Rockstar knows how to do special events. Rockstar knows how to keep people coming back.
Well, and they've had plenty of practice with Grand Theft.
Oh yeah, I still go back to GTA Online.
Yep.
I had to go back in because I have Twitch Prime, and so. There's the new casino heist that's going on, and the front for that is an arcade, and I got a free arcade because of Twitch Prime, so I'm like, so I gotta go back and play that now.
Well, and my brother's been playing Grand Theft because now you can do the casino, so I'm like, when can you rob this?
Yeah.
DLC landed,
everybody's like, we need to rob the casino, and then they're like, a couple months later, they're like, hey, you guys want to rob that casino? And we're all like, yes.
Yes, I do. Look. Vic is hanging out on the heating vent.
Oh. Well, buddy.
Poor guy.
No, it's cold outside.
But it was totally worth it. The bombshell out of the awards ceremony has to be Xbox landing.
Oh, yeah. Their new...
The log.
The Series X.
Yes.
So it's actually just called the Xbox because we're doing this thing again.
The log.
The series is going to be the Series X, I guess. They're going to be supposedly releasing multiple different kinds of this box thing.
Yeah.
It's
not even a box, it's a log.
That's supposed to be the super high-end, like, crazy HDI, 8K, 1080p, melt your brain fucking thing.
You can't 75 see FPS. Past 8K.
I know.
Your eye is visually unable to see past 8K.
And like the whole, they're like, 75 frames per second. And I'm like, your brain can't process this.
No.
But it's fine. It's going to look pretty as hell. kind of melt my TV stand.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's a nuclear reaction waiting to happen.
I'm gonna get it because I'm an Xbox fanboy. I have been since day one.
This is the last console we will see.
I feel like you're right. I think from
this is it.
This point forward, I think they'll start turning into like PCs where you pull it apart, you upgrade it. That's it.
Well, the problem is because I ran into this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox Gold.
Yeah.
It's my gold membership expired.
Yeah, and you didn't renew it, did you?
No.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the streaming service. I don't want to download the games. I don't want to pay for that shit. I just want to be able to get on and play.
Well, that's the thing a lot of people don't like is the subscription service.
Yeah.
If it was like Steam where it's like I buy my games, I play online, mm-hmm. we're done. That's it. And to me, the subscription service is old. Like PlayStation's got it kind of figured out where well, you don't have to pay for it, but, you know, if you don't, you know, because that's how they used to be, was it used to be free, and then they're like, oh, well, now you can't play online unless you pay for it.
Right.
Like,
and
okay.
And Nintendo didn't put a whole lot of money or stock and trade in their online thing.
Oh, their online's garbage.
And it is.
I can't stand it. I tried playing Smash Bros. The other day.
Ooh.
And it's rough. The only reason I keep that subscription around is one, you can pay it yearly, so it's like $12 for the year. So I'm like, okay, that's not bad. I can just throw that money away. It's fine. Whatever. I got $12. Like, that's fine. But I keep it around for the Nintendo Switch, like the old NES games and the Super mm-hmm. Nintendo games, where it's like, cool, that's awesome. That's an awesome service that they're like, hey, here's this for free. Like, you're paying for a service, here's this. And I'm like, cool, that's it. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about downloading.
No.
And even though with the new service, you still have to pay for some of the games.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's a discounted rate, but I'm still paying for the game?
Yeah, because I pay for Gold and Game Pass together.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, yeah, I save a little bit of money here and there. But the game, man, some of the games on there are not great.
Like, no.
They're old. I've already played most of them. And then there's just the shitty indie titles that I'm like, I don't care. Like, cool, Cluster Truck, awesome. Played that like 5 years ago. It's a great game, but I don't care anymore.
Well, I was happy because with the new one, I did get Sea of Thieves,
mm-hmm.
which is actually really enjoyable.
Yeah. And that's how I got Gears. That's how I played Gears 5 was through Game Pass because they were like, here, you can play it like 2 days early. And I was like, well, fuck, I'm going to do that. Yeah. Like,
but otherwise, I can't do the Game Pass, and I can't do the subscription.
Yeah, it's hard to justify having. It's again, it's the streaming service dilemma.
Yeah,
it's like I can't justify having so many of these for so long. At least supposedly with the new Xbox, they're like, okay, it's going to be backwards compatible with everything.
But they said that with Xbone.
Yeah,
and it's slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly rolled out. Well, I mean, it wasn't until like the very end of Xbox One, and then they brought in the new Xbox.
And at least now we're like, okay, we're at that point where they know how to do it. And I think they, well, the one thing I was hearing somebody else talk about it where they were like, well, at least Xbox has learned from their mistakes, and you can see it in their design where they've overcompensated for the red ring of death.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can see like the Xbox One has these giant fucking vents. And they have like 10 fans, and now they're like, no, just one big vent on the top. That's it. That's all we have. Like, it's a tower now.
It does look like a PC that way.
and that's the thing, is that's where it's going, and I'm with you, where it's like, I think eventually they're just going to all be PCs.
I think that's either that or streaming.
Yeah.
I think we will, this is the last console we will see.
Yeah.
And Figgis agrees.
Figgis, do you need to go outside? I'm not letting you outside.
He's not
there's
going
snow.
Outside.
There's snow outside, buddy.
No
we're not letting
in
you
hell
out there.
He's going outside.
You're going to look at the door and go, no. video games this coming year, I mean, the only one I'm really looking forward to right now is Halo Infinite. That's it. That's the only one coming out that I'm
maybe.
Like, cool.
I can't tell you a game that I'm looking forward to at the moment.
No, they haven't
announced anything.
Yeah.
And what we saw at E3 was disappointing.
Yeah, we're in the dry season right now, and I think a lot of people are pretty bummed about the state of the gaming industry.
Yeah.
It has to do with a lot of loot box stuff. It has to do with a lot of, well, the only thing people are playing now are free to play you know, battle royale games, and that's still like the big
Fortnite is still a juggernaut to have to contend with.
Although they're losing to Minecraft now. Thank God. Made a comeback, and I'm like, okay, I'm okay with Minecraft being on top. That's like the big like I'm okay with that because I get Minecraft.
I get Minecraft, and my recent my new renewed passion is towards Dead by Daylight. I still love that game.
Oh, yeah. That game's a lot of fun.
Ooh, that game is great. In fact, I've been thinking if we could do a Dead by Daylight campaign where everybody can face off against 5280.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be kind of
fun. We could do like a stream thing. We'll have to figure that out.
I think that would be fun for everybody. Yeah. Same thing with like Friday the 13th. I still play that game on Xbox.
I love playing that. So that's another one that like I like that genre. But again, we're getting into the, like, everybody's trying to do it. I'm like, no, it's fine. Those few games did it, we're done. Like, That's it. Yeah. We'll see. There's probably a few games coming out. The Resident Evil 3 remake. I mean, I'm excited. I like Resident Evil 3.
I like Resident Evil.
Resident Evil 2 remake is fantastic.
I mean, and we still have the Final Fantasy Remake 7 that's supposed
it's
to
coming
hit.
Out in chapters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chapter 1, I think, came out. Recently-ish. It's like the chapter one demo, but it's still I don't know, man. I haven't been paying attention to it.
It's not on Xbox, and I don't have a Nintendo.
No. Yeah, and I'm not about to.
I'm not going to go buy one.
Yeah.
At this stage of the game.
I could go get it, but I just don't care. I didn't care about Death Stranding. I don't care about this one.
No.
Norman
Reedus fetus can have its own.
Well, it's artsy. You just don't understand. I'm like, no, it just looks fucking weird, and I don't want it. I just need my shooty guns, okay? Just give me guns.
Give me guns to shoot. Yeah. All right. Well, that concludes, I think, for the year.
That'll do it for the decade.
The decade is done. We are going into 2020. Any hopes? Any aspirations?
Less remakes? New original ideas?
Original ideas.
Yeah.
I'm down for original ideas.
We get a Ghostbusters 3. It's fine. Give me original ideas. I need more original content.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. It's not going to happen, but
we got Lock and Key, which is new.
That's new. That's exciting.
Umbrella Academy.
And again, at least some of these things are new and original.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take what I can get. The Boys is still kind of original, you know.
Picard.
Yeah. I mean, it's still Star Trek.
It's still Star Trek, but it's kind of...
We've just been doing Star Trek for 65 years.
And it's still exciting.
It's fine.
Continuing the story.
It's fine.
It's not fanfic.
I guess.
All right.
This feels more like fanfic than Star Wars.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I still love frogs. I mean, that's... you know.
The Tribbles are coming back. The
Tribbles? No, I just...
Bring back the Tribbles.
Just one frog. Just that's all I care about.
Yeah.
And Figgis, of course, will be here. We've got the team coming back to you hopefully soon.
Next year.
any plans for the new year?
Working. Yeah, I work New Year's Eve at a hotel. I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, people are going to be fucking drunk.
Congratulations with that. I don't know where we will be. Red will just barely be coming back. Tao will be saving North Korea.
North Korea? Tao's going to take down Kim Jong-un. You heard it here first.
She's like, fuck you, fucker.
She's going to take Keanu Reeves with her, and they're going to go fuck shit up.
Colorado Ghostbusters will have a couple of events coming up, I know, shortly. We did do our toy drive. Everything went extremely well. So thank you for your support and coming out and seeing us. We will have more to report.
Come get drunk with me at conventions. It'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Come drink, be merry, be jovial, because in the end, we are all stories.
That's how you're going to end the decade?
Well, how else should we end it?
Make it a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay.
No, end the podcast now. No, we're done.
No.
It's fine.
How do you want to end it?
I don't know, man.
You end it. I'll tell you what. Here it is. We're closing out 2019. You end the decade.
You want me to end the decade?
I want you to end the decade. I will give it to you.
All right. Well, that's it. Figgis me out. We're done. Game over.
No. You're not. You know. No cop out.
Okay. No cop out.
You want to end it. You end the decade. You take us into the roaring 20s.
Well, thank you all for listening. We've enjoyed having you here this decade. Have a good night. And Merry Figgis. Fucking what?